Hello guys, it's me Anab and you're listening to the podcast Is the Wrestling Radio by Anab Chakravarti. This is episode number 74 and I'm talking about Jeff Hardy leaves WWE. You could just say Jeff Hardy released by WWE. This is the biggest sad things. This is the biggest sad things I have never expected before. Because after in this year, I see there are nobody changes. Jeff Hardy accept his theme song, and I see Jeff Hardy's matches. He win most matches, but after that he lost. But he caught so many challenges in Survivor Series for winning this match. But I didn't really understand why Jeff Hardy sent back to home. He refuses, but. And his contract was released, and I see that so many articles from BBC News coming that Jeff Hardy tributes paid to WWE wrestler after releases from contract. So I see that Jeff is good, we are good, pause that, you hear that, thanks, it's Beth Hardy, I think his wife says that. But I can just say, Jeff Hardy is the greatest wrestler ever in WWE. After his return, after his brother Matt Hardy's return in WrestleMania 35. So it's 35 or 33. I just forgot about it. Yes. But the main problem is. The main problem is Jeff Hardy. I didn't really understand why Jeff Hardy doesn't promoting for biggest matches. But he can't do that. But he is lightest world heavyweight champion, intercontinental champion, as well as 10-time tag team champion also here. Yes, I got it. So, after coming from WWE, and Matt Hardy also wrote up that always, because he's a biological brother, yes, he's a bloodline was everything here, we could just say brother Nero, broken Matt, so I see that, I really see about that. I see professional wrestlers and fans are thanking and praying for Jeff Hardy after he was released from his WWE contract. It follows a recent incident at a live event when he appeared to walk away from the ring during a match. The popular veteran wrestler has openly struggled with addiction and alcoholism throughout his career. Following reports, he declined an offer of help from WWE. His wife Beth has assured fans he is good. And... Jeff Hardy first joined WWE in 1998, teaming with his brother Matt Hardy as a fan favorite Hardy Boys. He later had success as a single star and is described by the company as one of the most popular WWE champions in history. I see that Jeff was trying to beat Triple H and win WWE World Heavyweight Championship, and after that, I see that Jeff Hardy finally successfully defeated Triple H and win this match. I see Jeff Hardy has rivalries against his brother Matt Hardy in WWE, in Impact, and even in Ring of Honor, and even I see these matches in Impact Wrestling in TNA also, but I never really expected that this will be happening in these days. This is not gonna be unexpected at all. Since he returned to WWE 2017 after spells with our promotions, Jeff has spoken openly about his issues with substance abuse. This is my last chance to get it right, he told Sports Illustrated in October 2020. Since my early 20s, it's been a roller coaster ride with addiction and alcoholism. The comments came after WWE introduced Jeff's personal problems into storyline when he was labeled a junkie by an opponent, but he insisted that admitting on television that I am an alcoholic has been empowering. I want him to be healthy. WWE is yet confronted with Jeff's current situation, but Newsbeat understands he has been released from his contract. On 4 December, Jeff was performing a WWE live event when he appeared to walk away from the ring and leave through the crowd during a match. Following the incident, brother Matt, who currently works for rival company AEW, told his Twitch channel that he had spoken to Jeff and that he is at home and okay. I think this is a charismatic enigma situation. I really didn't understand that Jeff would, what is he doing here? Is he really disappointed about Jeff? I didn't really understand why Jeff and some wrestlers like Johnny Gargano leaves WWE, and everybody pays a tribute to Johnny Gargano. Yes, I really understand about that, but the main thing is Jeff Hardy. He pays respect to the fans. Fans even loved it too. But the main disappointed thing is he never get some opportunity for shining his career, but his career was shined by Impact Wrestling. As a WWE, he tries, but after that he achieves success for some times, but not many times. Yes, I believe it. But the most disappointed thing it was that Jeff Hardy is not gonna success anymore in WWE. But the main thing is Jeff Hardy should supposed to be a tribute for the big surprises, because he is not a current wrestler. He is still a legend because he is here from 1998. He played in WWE and he played so many mass wrestling circuit, like independent circuits like TNA, Ring of Honor. You could just say, I think ECW also he played. But the main thing it was that WWE is a good thing, a good platform to reach Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy as a career. But I really didn't understand about that, because some WWE wrestlers that they really didn't want to live in WWE, such as Big Show, as Paul White, Mark Henry, Christian, they left the WWE, and right now he is on AEW. As I can see now, there will be a biggest impact, achieves like everything. So many wrestlers are here, like Rhino, Raven. They return in WWE, but they never got any kind of an extreme promotions, because they're deserving. There's a core type matches. They're at the Attitude Era. They're the oldest era like that. Now I want to see if Rhino come on AEW. I think he should supposed to go to for this achievement, but I see that Rhino is now here in Impact Wrestling. But I want to see Rhino in AEW. I really want to see Rhino in AEW. Of course, I really want to see Moose also in AEW. And you can just say EC3 was supposed to here in AEW. But I never see this in Braun Strowman. I could just say yes. And Buddy Murphy. Or I could just say Buddy Matthews. He is here on some independent circuits like that. Really did you understand that? But the main disappointment thing is for Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy, I see that Jeff Hardy is the reason I became a wrestling fan. And I had his theme song lyrics on my bedroom wall. I took a Hardy voice pendant in my final school exams for good luck. 9-year-old me was convinced I would marry him, hetero king Jeff Hardy forever. Everybody loves Jeff Hardy, many other wrestlers, because so many wrestlers, so many fans are still supporting Jeff Hardy's. But I think one single criticism was happening Jeff, but I really didn't want to see that. I didn't really want to see that about some criticism in Jeff, because he is a deserving greatest wrestler ever. He should supposed to add so many promotions for WWE. Well, the main thing is WWE is came to an end or not. But WWE, sorry for some background disturbances. I'm really very, very sorry. Okay, so the main disadvantage is that so many wrestlers, so many, you can just say, Attitude Era stars are not coming in WWE. Due to some reasons like that, their criticism, like, they didn't have a respect like that. Everybody is leaving WWE, and they're not even get so many popular. They're getting criticisms, they're getting everything. That's the main thing. I had never ever expected about that. Jeff Hardy has given something a criticism, and finally his brother supporting, like Matt Hardy, his brother supporting, and even so many wrestlers are talked about, like the legendary wrestler Virgil, who has also talked about Jeff Hardy. Wait a second, I see Big E has talked about Jeff Hardy, that Jeff Hardy is so beloved by his fans and his peers. I have never heard a negative word about him, and he's always treated me with such kindness. Just wishing him and his family the very best. Wow, I really loved it. I really appreciate it. Big E, you'll be the biggest man ever. I really loved it too. And Bailey also says that the Hardys gave 12-year-old me and so much hope to live a dream that seemed so out of reach. We all love you, Jeff. You are so special and only wish the absolute best for you. I see that this photo from Twitter, that Bailey has a Raw Women's Champion with Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy, with both hanging with the Raw Tag Team Champions. So I was really missed about that. I really didn't expect it. And I see that the Lion King. Thank you, Jeff, for truly inspiring me. If it weren't for you, that would be no me. Oh yes, it's Leo Rush. Yes. There would be no me in this world of professional wrestling. Thank you for your hunger, your passion, your dedication, and your loyalty to your family. Praying for you, praying for them. Wow, everybody was paying tribute to Jeff Hardy. Last thing, this was very disappointed at all for Jeff Hardy. I didn't really understand why Jeff Hardy take a biggest decision to leave WWE. But the main question is Jeff Hardy would come in WWE or go to AEW? That was the biggest question ever. Each and every fans has rounded things in his mind. But I think that Jeff Hardy should supposed to make these things in a better way, better situations like that. I think it would be better for things, everything. Okay, I really loved it too. But I think it would be greatest thing ever for Jeff Hardy. If he came to his AEW, that would be a biggest tag team ever. Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy would fight for these tag team champions against FTR or Lucha, or I could just say Penta Zero M and Ray Phoenix. So we could just say Pentagon Jr., I can just say. I really love his name, Pentagon Jury, but what he really changed his name, Pentagon Jury. This is such a disappointing name, but I think Pentagon Jr. was a good name. And his TNA name, I really loved it too. Okay. So, okay, that's the ending of the today's podcast. Wait a second. I see that Virgil, the oldest wrestler. I see that Virgil says Jeff Hardy is a class act following WWE release. And he says that much love to Jeff, he is one of the realest dudes. Virgil said, he continued, people don't have a fucking clue what we have to do to get all the day. He went on to say that Hardy is a class act. Earlier in the day, Sin Rose Sapp of Fightful reported that WWE had released Hardy from his contractual obligations. Of course, he had to abide by his 90-day non-compete clause before signing elsewhere. Oh, but I see that Matt Hardy draws huge Team Extreme teeth. So, Jeff Hardy feature on special merchandise for WWE SmackDown tonight. Is the Hardy or Team Extreme coming up? Is it real? Tony Khan wants fans to see who gets a star in WWE. But I see that Tony Khan's strategy was really loving it. I really loved it. Okay. So that's the ending of today's podcast. So please follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher and many more. So please follow me on Spotify and listen to the podcast. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye. See you on the next episode. Dressing Ready by Anuj Chakraborty, sponsored by Anchor. Bye.